American Language Course, Book 29, Tape 1C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 1C. Look at Figure 1. Listen and repeat these statements expressing a definite time, duration, and frequency.
Number 1. The children wait for the school bus early every morning. Number 2. It was late in the afternoon when they came by to visit. Number 3. Lieutenant Scott left here about a month ago. Number 4. Cold weather lasts all winter long in Massachusetts. Number 5. New students take their entry ECL on Thursdays. Number 6. Al has to follow an exercise routine daily. Number 7. He hasn't gone to the movies since last year. Number 8. It's good to take a vacation once or twice a year.
Look at Figure 1 again. Listen to a question about the sentences, then answer it with a complete sentence. Use the time expression in your answer.
Number 1. How often do the children wait for the school bus? Repeat. They wait for it early every morning. Number 2. When did they come by to visit? Repeat. They came by late in the afternoon. Number 3. When did Lieutenant Scott leave? Repeat. Lieutenant Scott left here about a month ago. Number 4. How long does cold weather last in Massachusetts? Repeat. It lasts all winter long. Number 5. When do new students take their entry ECL? Repeat. They take it on Thursdays. Number 6. How often does Al have to exercise? Repeat. He has to exercise daily. Number 7. How long has it been since he's gone to the movies? Repeat. He hasn't gone since last year. Number 8. How often should one take a vacation? Repeat. One should take a vacation once or twice a year.
Now look at Figure 2. Read question number 1. Now listen to a short dialogue, then write the answer. Short answers are acceptable. Number 1. Listen. Where were you all day yesterday?
I was downtown shopping all day.
Read question number 2. Listen.
I called last night, but you weren't home. What time did you get in?
I got in just before midnight. Read question number 3. Listen.
How do you usually get to work, Bob?
I usually ride my bike, but sometimes I take the bus. Read question number 4. Listen.
Since you live so far from your family, how often do you call them?
I try to call them 2 or 3 times a month. Read question number 5. Listen. Have you heard about the new stadium they're building?
Yes, I heard it will be finished in 2 years.
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is, she was downtown all day. Number 2 is, he got home just before midnight. Number 3 is, he takes it sometimes. Number 4 is, he tries to call them 2 or 3 times a month. Number 5 is, it will be finished in 2 years.
Look at figure 3. Listen to a question, then use the cue in the figure in your answer. Let's do the example together. Listen, how often does he take the bus to work? Repeat, he seldom takes the bus to work. Let's continue the exercise.
Number 1. How often is trash picked up? Repeat. Trash is picked up once a week. Number 2. How often did John fail the course? Repeat. He failed the course repeatedly. Number 3. How often will Ellie be allowed to have visitors? Repeat. She'll be allowed to have visitors daily. Number 4. How often do stores count their inventory? Repeat. Stores count their inventory periodically. Number 5. How often do you order something from a catalog? Repeat. I never order anything from a catalog.
Look at figure 4. Listen to a statement, then ask a question using how often in your question. Look at the example. Listen. Most government employees are paid twice a month. Ask a question using how often. Repeat. How often are most government employees paid? Now ask a question using how often for the rest of the statements.
Number 1. Farmer Jones occasionally called in the doctor. Repeat. How often did Farmer Jones call in the doctor? Number 2. College students usually stay up late every night before exams. Repeat. How often do college students stay up late? Number 3. People frequently wreck their cars in accidents. Repeat. How often do people wreck their cars in accidents? Number 4. Newspapers are published daily. Repeat. How often are newspapers published? Number 5. Most workers take leave twice a year. Repeat. How often do most workers take leave?
Look at figure 5. Listen to a question or a statement, then select A or B, either the correct answer to the question or the correct question for the statement.
Number 1. How often does John like to read the paper? Number 2. Aldo was rejected repeatedly before he finally found a job. Number 3. How often did the shoe store take inventory? Number 4. George drove to town about twice a week. Number 5. How often does he sell his goods when business is slow?
Now, let's check your answers.
Number 1 is A. Repeat. John likes to read the paper every day. Number 2 is B. Repeat. How often was Aldo rejected? Number 3 is A. Repeat. The shoe store took inventory once a month. Number 4 is B. Repeat. How often did George drive to town? Number 5 is B. Repeat. He rarely sells any of his goods when business is slow.
Look at figure 6. The syllable stress of some words may change when suffixes are added to the word. Now listen to part A of the dialogue, then respond by reading part B. Notice the words that change syllable stress. Number 1.
Did you learn about atoms in science class?
Number 2.
It's wonderful to hear that some people are able to contribute money to good causes.
Number 3.
Some companies continue to contaminate our waters by the improper disposal of waste products.
Number 4.
Would you say that you're a curious person?
Number 5.
Not only is he a great basketball player, but he's also very generous.
Look at figure 7. Listen to the complete paragraph first. The second time you listen to it, write the missing words as you hear them. Check and complete your work when you hear the paragraph for the third time.
Listen first.
The cost of televisions is extremely high these days. Recently, my wife and I went shopping for a new television. We went from store to store but couldn't find a set for the price we wanted to pay. We were looking for a medium-sized TV that would cost about $250. We finally gave up after 8 hours of looking. However, our hopes of finding what we want are still very high. One of the major department stores is having a giant sale next weekend, and we are very curious to see if they'll have the right TV for us.
Now, write the missing words.
The cost of televisions is extremely high these days. Recently, my wife and I went shopping for a new television. We went from store to store but couldn't find a set for the price we wanted to pay. We were looking for a medium-sized TV that would cost about $250. We finally gave up after 8 hours of looking. However, our hopes of finding what we want are still very high. One of the major department stores is having a giant sale next weekend, and we are very curious to see if they'll have the right TV for us.
Check your answers.
The cost of televisions is extremely high these days. Recently, my wife and I went shopping for a new television. We went from store to store but couldn't find a set for the price we wanted to pay. We were looking for a medium-sized TV that would cost about $250. We finally gave up after 8 hours of looking. However, our hopes of finding what we want are still very high. One of the major department stores is having a giant sale next weekend, and we are very curious to see if they'll have the right TV for us.
Now, turn to the answer page for this tape and check your spelling.
This is the end of tape 1C, book 29.